Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. This is Psychics Gone Wild, and it is. This is Psychic Jethro, and we're going pretty wild. I want to welcome all of you on the 773-897-6461 number. Starting out tonight, we're going to discuss a lot of the topics that you want to discuss. This is Wednesday night, and we were last on the discussion of healing, sending energy, receiving energy, and working within energy to do healing. Those of you who have been doing the classes and the psychic work also know that we will be giving readings. So hang on, sit back, relax, and let's have some fun. 705, you will be on as our first caller tonight. We've got a couple other calls pending. We'll see what's the time. It looks like we'll be able to do a few free readings. We welcome all of you. And those of you who are new to the site, we welcome you to our chat room. We have in the chat room a few people already. We welcome you. And going into some of the other things that we've been having is that we're having a lot of top technical difficulties, so just bear with us as we go through. If you get knocked off, call back in. Psychic's Gone Wild, and the first song we start out tonight was Linda Irwin's Sunset Lagoon. Doing a little bit of energy here tonight. I want you all to do a little bit of positive with me. I want you to clear your thoughts, raise your energy. We just went through a Mercury retrograde, meaning that all of our energies is now back in focus. Things are happening. I can feel tonight that we have a little bit of other energy out there, and it's like, so what we're going to do is we're going to do a little bit of more of a prayer, a little bit of strength, and then I will come back and do a little bit of those readings, and we'll get right into it. This is a little bit more laid back than usual, and I welcome all of you. Love to have you here. And so tonight you've just heard Linda Irwin. I'm going to take a few minutes, and we're going to play one of those really fun ones, and that's our friend Woody Fraser. You all know his his other singer and business partner, Keith Evans, in I Gotcha. And we're going to listen to that. I want all of you guys to go out, get that I Gotcha by Keith Evans. And Woody, you're doing well. This is the first cut of their music, and we have many more hits of friends and family of Psychic's Gone Wild coming up.
I got you, sweet.
And I got you guys. Here we go. This is Psychic Jethro. Wasn't that great? Having a little bit of energy. We've raised the energy up and the vibrations are there. And we have a couple friends on tonight, too. Hang on, you guys who have been asking where she is. We just found out that we have someone in the crowd tonight we will be talking with. One of your favorites and all-time fun people that we have. We're going to have some group talk here going on. Let's start the show out with 705. You're live with Psychic's Gone Wild, Jethro. How are you, 705?
Hi, Jethro. How are you?
Great. I thank you for being patient. We had the phones going wild, and your phone number stayed up, and it kept spinning, and you hung in there, and I'm very proud of you.
Thank you. I'm wondering if you have insight into my relationship with this man I've been dating for almost a year. His name is Adam.
I do feel there's some things happening there, and I'm going to have you give me your permission by saying your first name and your date of birth for your guides to let me read you.
Okay. It's Wendy. And my birthday is May 13th, 1969.
Okay. I am feeling here, Wendy, that with Adam, there's a lot of situation going on with you, too. This is not just one of those relationships that, you know, just happened. This relationship was planned. The guides are showing me that you two have been through some real, real intense work here. And I feel that...
Yes.
You and you two are not, when you go together, you're not just only being together, you're talking in other ways. There's a mental, a psychic energy that's going on here with you two.
Oh my God, I feel that often. And the reason I'm asking is sometimes I do, like, I really, the word soulmate came to my mind. And he did cheat on me a month or 3 weeks ago, with one of my former best friends. And I did pick up on that psychically that something was wrong.
I feel this, and I first of all, I want to, you know, the word, I would use that with someone who did that to you, even friend or not. There is energy between you two, and this person, this was a test for them too. People are drawn to this type of energy. People get jealous, people get resentful, people want it. I see what happened here also. I'm not giving him an excuse because he didn't do what was right there, but I do feel that this has pulled in. I feel it's made you stronger, and I do think that he was tested and did not go with the other energy of what he was intended to do with you, Wendy, and I feel like you and him are still being pulled together, and I feel that you have the greatness of forgiveness in your heart, but what's really strong is Adam has got to realize you're not only together and hooked in this energy, you also are working together. He has got to assertively each day know and treasure what he has with you, or this could happen again.
Okay. I know he's shown a lot of remorse over it. Does he have remorse, and does she have remorse? Like, do you know what led up to that happening?
I feel that they also are going into the other part of energy, and it's like they're also telling me that you're not kidding anybody. You're going through some other work here with him, and it's like everything else is going into the energy and the cycle with you, and it's like that. I feel this is not good. I mean, he basically, the fact is, I love the fact that you're a giving, caring person. I'm a very spiritual person too, but we got to be really honest here. It is remorseful, is the fact, and it also is the fact that this, you know, you they didn't just break trust with you. It's like they also did something here that really is awkward, and what I keep feeling is, you know, you're already to go over it. I feel that you and Adam are going to go on, but I feel this is going to be a strengthening. I don't see this friend ever more back with you. I think this person, I feel, you know, you would be, I'm not trying to be ornery to you, Wendy, and it's your business, but I this person has to be cut from the link. And he has, like you said, he has remorse and he has energy, but it's going to take an energy of it. And, you know, with not only your trust and the hurt, but I see you working with him. I have read for you before. I remember this energy.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
No, you're okay. Don't be. You're okay. It's all right. And I remember. It's okay. But I and you're all right, Wendy. Because what I want to make sure that we get this out there is that I still stand firm on what I said, and it's because of what the angels are saying with him. Is that I understand what you're looking for, and I want you to have happy love, and I do see that. I do see that this is there, and I do see that this person did this. I see that you've forgiven him. I can feel you already not even remorse, but I also feel what you want is you want it not to happen again. And I don't. Please don't be mad at me. And I know that people are going to say, Jethro, what I'm telling you is it's the energy, and what they're showing me is that you two are together in a strength. I see that him trying to be remorseful. I don't think that he is meant out to be a cheater. I do think he does love you, but I do see some other energy happening with him out there. I don't be sorry that I read for you, because you've come a long way. You've grown, because I remember you in tears the last time I talked to you. I also remember a lot of prayer with you, that this person didn't only put this energy there with you, but he also, I was so proud of you, because you really wanted to kick him to the curb, but you were so hurt with both of them that you've sat down and done a lot of growth. And you know what? You are stronger, not for them, but in spite of them. And I feel that you are going to give him another chance. And I do feel that the trust is going to try to be there, but I do feel this other happening again. And I don't think you asked what it is. I think it's also the enjoyment and the energy of when you two are together, you're psychically giving this person energy. But there's karmic here that this person, you're right, forgive and forget and go on. But I do feel this still coming. This is like a pattern. This is a sad hurt with you and him together. And I keep praying on it as I'm talking to you here, and I'm going through this and talking at the same time. And the guides are showing me this still continuing, Wendy. And I really, I feel like
what's continuing, Jethro? And I understand why I called in again, because I was undecided before.
And I thank you. You know, you're a regular on the right side of that one. The only reason I brought that up is I had to get the guides to show me why they were hiding what they'd shown me before. And it's because I was really, I apologize to you, but I got really intense about the person doing this on you. And that's not me to decide. That's your interpretation of how you do. But I do feel that you, and when you asked about why, the reason they're showing me is that this is a karmic thing. And then what's happened between you two, he's very remorseful. He's very much in. He has this thing. And I do feel that you two are going to, you're still going to, to kind of pull back on the energy. You let him back in slowly, and I do feel that, you know, you still love him so much, you're going to really hope for the best. I'm just warning you, I still feel that, I don't think you have to worry about that friend. I do think that that was a situation there with the two, but I also see you going through some other stuff together that's going to be a little awkward.
Oh, really?
I do, it has to do with some other things in the situation. You two are psychically hooked together. You're trying to feed him energy to get him to do some other stuff for you. I feel that he needs to, there's some things in life, you're a very good person, Wendy, and I'm reading you through him, but I feel like what you really, the best energy that would be with this energy too, is what the guys are saying, is that you two work on this. Do get with one of us. Do a meditational class. Do some Kama Sutra together. Do some energy together. Because what's happening is it's like you guys are, you're getting the energy, the buzz, the energy, and right now he is really remorseful and you're really going, whoa. Then he starts to come back in, and once again the cycle does it, because then that energy spins it, and without it fused and put in a direction, you guys could be very well to do. You could do spiritual things, but without that, you have this out there and it's like a live wire. The energy goes out and other people are going to try to climb back in on your boyfriend. You know what I mean? I got to be blunt, but that's what I feel.
Wow. Thank you so much for reading me again.
And I always will, and you thank you for calling in. I apologize. I know it's not even what you want to hear, but it's what I'm getting, and I do really thank you, Wendy. And it just took me, I don't know why your guys, but they were kind of like hiding a little bit. It's like, that's okay. And I was like, oh, I read you, so never worry when I say that. I read people quite a bit on here. That's what we're here for. And I also am going to put out the prayers to you that I feel that I see that this also coming around, that there's going to be a really good answering from him. You need to kind of talk with him on a little bit more. I know it's a remorse, but it's like he's got to kind of understand what else went on there. I mean, you know, it was your best friend. They did do this, and it did take, I understand, the energy of the karma, but it seems like there's something there and a force that he knows in his energy that he loves you, and yet he's got to realize that when he's with you, it's 100%. You give him your heart.
Yes. And... Oh.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, good. Yes, you do. And I want to thank you. You know, please follow on. You know, Wendy, we're welcome. I looked and I said, I've got to go head on. But, you know, thank you for coming and calling in. And thank you for calling Psychics Gone Wild. I want you to make sure and put in. We've given a Christmas basket away. We're giving away a lot of gifts on PsychicsGoneWild.com. Those of you who are new to the show, go on. Get into PsychicsGoneWild.com. Look down on the left side. You'll see about two or three marks down. It says free gifts. We're giving away some phenomenal gifts. One of them will be given away tomorrow night. Friday night. We'll be giving away Friday night. And that's a book of Lynn Andrews, Coming Full Circle. Those of you who know and are very much fan of Lynn Andrews is a phenomenal writer on a female shaman, and her book is Coming Full Circle. It's just out. She has over 20 books out. This is her latest. Another one of the gifts that's in there is a really good healing bracelet made by our friend Corrine. We have poetry by Jan Drake Bakke. So put in for it, and we'll be calling out the winner Friday night, me and Janae Bowerman.
Jethro?
Yes.
I'm so sorry. When you said the energies are out there, what did you mean by that? Sorry.
I feel that there's still the possibilities of him doing this again, and I feel like...
Is that what you're saying? Okay. Yeah, yeah, there's a possibility. Okay.
And it's okay. more than that. And it's like I just want you. I don't want you to get hurt again. When you called, I could tell. And that hurts deep. I've had the same thing. Being psychic doesn't mean we don't get hurt. I just feel sad because I do see Wendy and feel that what they're telling me in the guides is that this possibility has got to be worked with in a way that you two can fuse that energy together, or else it's going to be a beacon to someone else to come along and entice him to.
Okay.
I want to thank everybody. This is Psychics Gone Wild. This is Psychic Jethro. We've got a lot of callers, so we're going to go through them. I will limit it down to 1 minute or one question answers. And I thank you guys. I've minutes from that. I'm getting wound. This is Psychic Jethro 917. You're on next with Psychic Jethro. How are you tonight?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. How are you? I'm good. This is my first time calling the show.
And I'm glad.
Hope you can have me.
I will do my best. This is Psychic Jethro, and thank you for giving us a chance. Turn on the right side there and push the button, and you can always do that through Blog Talk to come and follow us or help us and see if you like the show. If you'll give me your first name, I'll go ahead and give you your reading.
Yes, my first name is Ashiel, A-S-H-I-L.
I'm feeling very strong energy with you that you need some help here with working out. The word karma is coming to me. The angels are telling me that you're having issues and some things going on in your life right now that it doesn't make sense, but you're getting a push to do things. You're very gifted. You're a very creative person. And I'm feeling that the guides are telling me that you're also working towards some things that you want to come about. And I'm feeling a sadness here. Do you want to ask me your question? I'll go ahead and read it. But that's what I'm feeling with you. And I thank you. I feel honored that you called in. You're a very sensitive person. You've got a very creative side to you.
Yeah. The sadness is probably just a relationship issue. You know, somebody that I like and things didn't really work out the way I wanted them to. So I'm not sure, you know, it's over or whatever it is. Maybe that's where you're picking up the sadness from.
It is, and I do feel this that's part of the karma, and I feel the really hardest thing about this is they're telling me a new love with you. You're a very good person. You really when you care deep. I mean you're one of those ones that the ladies want. You're a play for keeper. You know, you love and you care deeply, and you run deep. You know, I picked up that, like we talked about the creativity. I also pick up with you that this love, there's some sad energy here. We were just talking to someone who just got cheated on, and in your case, I feel like you didn't get the whole relationship played out, and it's like the whole part of your energy is still kind of going, okay, this person's still in my life, and yet you're feeling that you're not able to get the person there. I'm feeling that happening with you.
Yeah. But, you know, I'm wondering if I should just move on. But at the same time, there was such a strong connection there. So, but I feel like maybe it's time for me just to move on, and if it's meant to be, it's going to come back around.
I agree very much, and they told me this. That's what the guides are telling me. They also said that's part of the test of love something, set it free. I also feel with you strongly as your energy is going through this. You're a very, very good person, and know this, that the angels are, they take care of us. You know, you do good intent. What you do does come back, and I also see that this person is, they're having to prove themselves. This person that you were in love with is working on some energy of their own, too, and it wasn't you. It was some of their own mishap. The guides are showing me that they were with you and you were like, you know, take this as a compliment. The guides are showing me that you were like a really good, warm, positive energy and passion and energies, and yet they were not sure if this is all of what they needed. And now they're kind of going, this energy, they said it will come back around. I also feel that the angels and the guides are telling me that there's a lot more energy for you to do, and your creativity, you really live by your heart. What you feel in you and your emotions is your life. It's you. You're a very passionate person.
Yeah, very much so. You said they're going to come back around?
They said they're going to, the guides are telling me that what I feel here with them is that I feel this relationship is going to be, I feel that relationship, I feel the passion and the love's going to be someone else. I don't feel it's that person. And I got to be honest and blunt with you, and the reason I'm saying that is when I look and see with your heart, I see this other person is, they care, and you guys were so deeply connected, but I feel like they're running from it. They're kind of weren't sure. So if you do sit back and let it go, the guys are going to put a different energy there. Also because you get to have someone in this life to be with. The guys want you with a permanent partner. And they keep telling me that this person that you were caring for and loved wanted to be with you but wasn't able to deal with all of your life's turns and twists. You have a unique life. It's not a bad life, but it's just you have a lot of unique twists and turns that the person that needs to be with you needs to be fluent like you and be able to be, like, you know, to dance to that beat. You have a very unique lifestyle that is good, and I feel that that's what the guys are telling me. They said that you're going to release this, then they're going to put someone there that's going to be even stronger. The love that's, you know, let's say, believe is the second time around even stronger.
And when is that going to happen? This year?
They keep showing me here when we talk in the energy, the guys keep telling me that you will be pretty much here by the end of the year. They're also telling me that it's kind of right now a little bit of sadness is you need to go out and let some of this go. You need to kind of go and just visualize it, give it away, give it to Mother Earth. Let that hardness and heaviness go. Let it go. Give it out away from you so that it can go to the Earth. You know. I want to... And I thank you for calling in. You're one of our first times. Continue and listen in, psychesgonewell.com, and thank you. And I've got to go on. I apologize. We're trying to get to everybody. We've got 35 minutes. 513, how are you tonight?
Good. How are you? My name's Lindsay from Ohio.
Yay. How are you? I'm okay. I'm trying to get everybody in, and I apologize. We're running like a wild man here.
Hey, that's
like,
all right. You are a wild man.
It is true. You listen to my shows, don't you?
I've heard about you. This is the first time I've tuned in, though. I've been like, I'm just like, it's been a while since I've been on, so I'm Little and Thea in the chat room. So I've heard much about you, like from Aurora and that kind of stuff. So
oh, thank you.
Yeah. So I have a question. I hate to do the love thing, but it's the holidays. It's a guy thing. His name is Tony. He broke my heart a few times, and like pretty much we had a talk, and I'm saying stop, da da da. And I talked to him for a couple months, and then all of a sudden he just called the other day, and it was the day my girlfriend had passed, or it was her birthday, and she had just passed in March. And he was there for me for all that. I mean, we went through a lot of stuff together, but I'm just trying to make him see that just don't call me when you want something. You know what I'm saying?
I am feeling it, and I feel this, and I feel like you're working this, and you're doing the right temperament with him, because they're showing him like a clay. They show him like, here he is doing this. I know I'm going to get a lot of mail from my mail counter, from all of my sex is going to go, what did you just say about him? What I'm saying is that the guides and the angels are working with him, and they're putting this in, and you are structuring him into a better person in the project, and I do feel that, sadly, he does love you, he does care, but I also see where you're having this other structures with it, and they said it's going to become stronger and built together. You're building a relationship that lasts through the weather. It's like a ship that's being built, and what you're trying to also get across to him is, I think before you came along, he dated people, and he got into relationships where he was able to kind of ditch and cut and run and be kind of silly, and it hurt him because, you know, you exactly confront him and said, whoa, slow down. This is
well,
the way it's
well,
been
I
roll.
Told him, like, look, I said, you know, I was like, you know, only call me, you know, because, I mean, we dated and all of a sudden we just became friends. I understand we were dating other people. You know, I mean, he was married for so long, da da da, and this and that. But then I was like, you know, you only call me when you want something. Don't do that. And I was like, did you, like, take and introduce your, you know, all the other girls to your family, your mom, dad, your son, you know, I just put it in his face. And I told him to F off and, you know, excuse my language, but, and I hung up on him and I didn't respond to him at all. I was done. Because I usually only get 3 tries, which I shouldn't even do that, but he was on my 5th. And I know he's a soulmate, but I'm just kind of like, and when I responded to him, I waited till the next day and I said, what do you want? Because I'm a massage therapist, and he's like, oh, he tried to be nonchalant, like, I was just thinking about you, hope you're well, and I got a crappy massage, and they made my headache worse, and I thought, good, laugh out loud, and that's what he said, and then I waited to respond till the next day. So, and I know he'll respond again, but I'm just like, he's got my heart, and he knows it.
And I feel that, and I feel you're doing the right thing. And the guides tell me this is going to continue on, and they're showing me the other part is some of the other parts of his blue energy, and some of the things is he's also growing to structure and really go to another level with you in relationship. And we're all talking about energies and ascension and all the energy we've done in 2012. You've taken this to a level with him and you that you're going to that level of making that happen. And I also feel that that's what they're telling me. They said the next couple of months is going to be, they're also telling me to let you know, Lindsay, really strongly that not only is your healing going to develop in energies, but you've also been doing your other senses with him that you two are starting to blend. And it's gotten to a point
it's
where...
It's like where we can, like, where I can think about stuff and make him, you can think about me. I kind of feel that. We interconnect. I think we are soulmates. I don't know. I don't know if we're twin flames or what, but, I mean, we just have a connection. And I'm just like, I was there too much for him. In the beginning, I was like, no, no, no. You know, I'm just not trying to rattle on and keep other callers. But, I mean, we went through my friend's death, and he was there for me. He's been through a lot of stuff with me. I was there when, like, he met me in November. It was a year ago. I massaged him, and in 12 years, I never gave my number to nobody. And I gave it to him. He lives a mile down my street, or like a mile up the road. He used to work where my granny lives as a cop. This and that. And it just, it's weird, like how the whole situation bonded. And then I met his parents. His son came into town for Thanksgiving. He didn't have them for Christmas, so he kind of was depressed. But we spent, he took me to his Christmas party, and then we were together for New Year's. We had ups and downs between that time. But, you know. And we're both Leo, so we battle.
Oh, see, now there you go, right? There's your word, and there's fire, fire, and fire, and you've got to have that. And that's the excitement. That's the passion. That's the energy. And I do think that, you know, a little bit of a jousting between it. You know, look at a Pride of Lions. You know, you look at the energy and what they do. It's nothing to scuff each other around a little bit. It's also good than what you just did, because then they come back, and they're more strong and in the pride together. And that's what I feel that's going on here. I also feel, as the guys are telling me, there's a little bit of ache to watch with him. I see some physical, a little bit in his arms, some other parts in his physical arm and shoulder, and some things happening. But I see as you're working these out that you're going to be able to heal him of some other linking there. They said you've been really, through the time, kept him safe in the shielding, but he's recently got a little bit more of some other healing there with that.
Well, yeah. Well, he came to me for neck problems, and he had to go in for neck surgery.
Mm-hmm.
And he teased me, like, oh, you hurt me, you hurt me. And that was a flirtatious thing. But he was all up on me, you know, and this and that. And then he got me, and I was like, oh. And then springtime flung, and whoosh. He had to go wild, you know, so it was wild oats. But then I did, too. And then he couldn't believe that. I was like, okay, you want to date other people? That's fine. And he couldn't believe it. I talked to his friend on a date website, and so he had to, like, look me up because he wasn't on there. So then he had to get on the dating website. So I think I provoked him to do that. So I have to watch what I say and do right now.
Oh, yes, very much. Yeah. And, you know,
and I think that's why he kind of put himself out there like that. Because I'm like, you know what, screw you. I'm not going to be treated like that. I'm tired of him, like, trying to take advantage of me. You know? And, I mean, that's why I was scared of, like, I don't even know if I want to deal with him right now. Because I think he just wants to use me in a sort of sense.
I feel that he's going to lose out, though, and what the guys are telling me in the future for you is going to be, you two are going to be together, and you are not only molding, you're also going to do a new strength that's going to happen here. And by the time you get into March, they said the sales will be even stronger, and he's going to be really ready to do another level, and he enjoys that. You guys are doing an erotic passion dance, and if you weren't like this, he would have, the fires would have gotten bored, and he'd have went on. I've had quite a few Leos through my life, of different males and females, and if it gets boring, you guys are like, oh, fire's gone, I'm out of here. It's cool.
Well,
too cool for me.
That's what he kind of did, but it's just like because it kind of got boring. But then you like come around a couple months later, you know, it's like, you know, I'm not on that. But I was like, okay, whatever, we'll probably be busy or, you know, because we had plans. Because, he did want a future with me together, you know. I mean, he wouldn't talk all that crap in the beginning. I mean, guys do, but I don't know. But I do, I have a heartstring, and it's pulling on me. He still got me. I hate that. Because all he had to do was text me, and I'm like, I almost puked when I seen him text me.
Oh, you got it bad, girl.
I gagged. Well, we have past lives together.
Mm-hmm. We've got
I know we do. And that's what the thing is. And
well, Lindsay, we welcome you, and we thank you for coming in.
Thank you. I'm so sorry. Okay. Thank you very much.
Have a good night. No, thank you. This is Psychic Jethro. We're going into Psychic's Gone Wild, and we're running through with them. We've got a bunch of you guys ahead, and I thank you guys for calling in. One thing we're having is to make sure you hit that right side. We've got quite a few tonight that are following along. And 484, you're on next with Psychic's Gone Wild. Jethro, how are you, 484?
Hi. Hello there. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you. We're trying to get one question. I apologize. We're trying to get everybody in quickly, and it's like
that's
20
fine. I have one question. It's very detailed. It's right to the point. I would like to know a time frame of when you see Daniel coming forward and wanting to have a serious conversation in person with me.
Okay, and I feel the energy with your guide showing me this. Like, I just need your physical name.
It's Tonetta.
Okay, and I feel with him going very much into him coming up with you that he's been dodging. It's like he needs to address this. The guides are telling me that you and him really need to have this time. And I do see the angels are telling me with you, too, that I see this coming into... I'm definitely getting the timing where this is the thing, you know, with all psychics, to work it into it and tone it into. The guides are telling me that he's going to be here. I feel this is going to be sometime here within... the last of November, you're here. I'm getting him. I feel like there's something else going on. He's got some other people that's trying to take his time and he's playing with. There's something here's going on, and he needs to come and talk to you. It's definitely time.
Right, and see, my gut instinct all day today, I felt like, oh my goodness, something big is going to come down. He is going to do a 360. He's going to come here. He's going to lay all of his feelings on the table. And I feel it is like right in front of my face. It's right here. It's right here. And I feel like he's just going to blow me away with what he's going to tell me. So, I mean, do you feel like he's going to tell me look, I want a relationship with you. I
feel it too. I feel that there is also going on. I also feel that what's happening is that he wants to be there, and there's some other things that are detaining him. And one of these things is, that's why you're feeling it so close and why I keep feeling this back and forth. And they keep saying within a week here, within close here, within time here. And what you're getting is that your guides are telling you this, and I'm feeling this. I'm also feeling with him that he has some other people that are in his business. He's got to set his foot down and say, I'm ready to have my life. And at first I thought it was friends and associates, but I think it's also, he's also kind of having something going on in his life right now, that Daniel has been looking at this, trying to get this set up. You and him started, and I do see this in a week. I feel a sickness that is going on there, and I feel a little sadness in his stomach, is he should have already talked to you. You and him, this should have already been handled. That's why you're feeling so alert.
Yeah. And as of 2 days ago, my gut instinct told me, back off, go in a corner, don't text him, leave him alone, just back off, and that's what I'm listening to. So I'm in the corner, basically, and I'm not bothering him, and then all day today, I felt like he is going to come full force and just lay it on me.
That's what I get. I feel that. And we've got another part here. Hang on just for a minute with us, Antoinette. We've got Amy's here tonight. Amy, how are you doing?
Well, I'm okay. I've been at the hospital all day. My mother, you know, my brother's funeral was on Sunday, and now my mother's in the hospital. But, Jethro, you know, this was sort of doesn't come as much of a surprise. But I was glad that I could call in, because I already yelled at a nurse because whatever. So it has just been wonderful to sit here and listen to everybody and just make sure that, you know, and I was just giving my own, I was just doing my own readings in my head with all the callers. I was so glad Wendy called in, because her situation just plays on my heart all the time. And I know every time she feels like she gets caught calling in again, she thinks that she's going to get scolded or something. But I'm so glad she stays in touch with us, because that's what happens when you get in the it's gone wild family. You're in our hearts. So it's good to hear everybody. But, yeah, these relationships right now, there's just so much going. There's so much churned up right now. And with the shift and you know, so much fear with the economy and the election and everything. There's a lot of fear. So I feel for my soulmates on the other side. It's a lot easier when they're dead, let me tell you that. But for those of you who are still doing this dance with one of you, you know, with both of you still in a body, just, you know that there are no accidents. And when people come into your heart and soul, like, you know, used to call it dysfunctional, or you're codependent, or you're something. You know what? You just are. And the universe meant for you to go through some lessons. So just try to, and we're not always going to be able to be, because we're humans and we're having human experiences and we have human emotions. So every once in a while, an F-bomb's an appropriate, loving thought.
What do you feel with Tony out here with Daniel? Amy, you know, we're just sitting here.
Yeah, the same thing. I feel it, you know, in the hot. Then you throw a holiday on top of all this other stuff, and it just gets everybody's heartstrings going. So, I definitely feel, as soon as you started talking about it, I started getting a stomach ache. So I could tell that there's something. When there's words unsaid, I always get a stomach ache. So, yeah, I believe that for so many of the callers, I feel like nothing's going to happen until the spring. But with yours, really feel by just the knot in my stomach that maybe you even need to get off the phone. He might be trying to call you right now. But no, don't do that. But, no, I mean, again, just try to know in your heart and your soul that this is, you know, regardless of, you know, because it's time, you know, we function in time. Higher vibrations, which is where, it's why soulmates and twin flames and all these people, we don't get along on Earth, because we're operating.
Here we go. Anyway, Oops, we lost Amy's on that part. We've got 347. You're on live with us. Are you with us, Antonia? I think you've got two. We've got 347.
Hello.
Hi, how are you tonight?
Jethro, this is Luke.
Luce, you were on there with us. We were just calling you around. It's going. This is like we're on Psyche's Gone Wild, and it's like
I'm here beating, and I'm like, well, let me log in. Just we talked the other day. Just listen to the show, and I didn't know. Like, this is great. I mean, I don't have any questions, but if the angels have something to say for me, I will take it, of course.
Love that, and I'm glad you called in, and we're doing this here, and you're in there with all those other Twitters, man. I was all laughing. Luz is one of my very good friends, and on Twitter, I have all of a sudden all these new people, and it's just been a great following. I feel very blessed, and I love this, Luz, because I did think of you tonight when I went to hit the button. I'm like, okay, what's happening? And all of a sudden, I had this feeling, so I'm glad the guides said you come in. They're telling me with the energy that the other blessings are really taking off. They said that you're going to not only feel it coming in from four directions, but you're going to be really uplifted, and it's going to be a really strong work with you. That the guides are starting to take care of all of the things that you wanted, you needed to have happen. And they said this is really good for you, Luz. I'm glad you called in. It's like the angels are saying that the strength of your own energies and your own protections and work is all coming into a big play. So thank you for calling in. You're calling on Psyche's Gone Wild. We're just running. I really don't know. That was like a nice surprise.
I was just listening. Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you. We're having a fun here, everyone. And this is, we've got, I think, another friend. Angela, are you on tonight? Angela Diggs? Hello? I think there's another person a little shy that's listening in, and I just pushed her button. Everybody that's listening in is getting Psychic Jethro tonight. So we're going to continue right on. 408, you're on live. How are you, 408?
Hi, how are you guys?
Good. We're having a fun with phone. How are you?
Good. Yeah, so it sounds like a fun show.
It's pretty silly.
I was wondering if do you see me needing to do anything else with regards to my job search. I just contacted a new agency this week, so hoping they could help me. Just wondering if I can do anything else to speed things up. I'm very impatient. So.
Okay, I'm feeling here with you. I'm going to have you give me just your first name.
Yeah, it's Ola, O-L-A.
Okay, I do feel with you, Ola, that you're going through a lot of transitional energy, and it's. I don't blame you for being impatient, because what I'm seeing is a lot of work there, and you're ready. You're also a creative person. You do best when you're active. Some people can take time off, and it's great, and you see those great commercials. You're not. You're one of those people that you do better when you're active. It's like, okay,
yeah.
I've had that a few minutes off. Let's get back to showtime.
Exactly. Yep.
They're also saying that. They're saying that this work and the other parts is going to come into play. You've got some other creative. Are you an actress or something? You do something here very creative.
Well, that's funny. Well, I'm not, but I work at a studio, but it's just admin work. But I do work at a studio in Los Angeles.
Excellent. That's very good, because what the guides are showing me is that type of atmosphere, things working around it. I say yes with that. They're also showing me that you're really going to do some bigger pieces. This isn't just one of the things that's going to take off for you, but I see that this job you're looking at, I see some other places and parts taking in. And see, now, ironically, you can tell I've read in California and in Los Angeles, because right away I start talking like that. I go, and it's going to be another big part. You're going to go over here. But don't put up with that one, because there's a better one over here. But that's, and I feel that energy coming in from you. I feel very positive there. They said you're going to do very well, and you have some more abilities than you let yourself do credit for. You're strong, and yet sometimes you need to just grab onto that horse and just ride that horse and say, here, I'm coming in, I'm bringing him down. You know, and I see you do best when you're what we call a warrior. You're just grabbing on and going, I'm coming in, and I'm taking him down. I'm taking names, and I'm bringing it on.
Okay. Okay.
Very good. And they're telling me with your angel work that you also have a very good gift in your dreams, that you a lot of times at night are seeing and sensing stuff, and then in the day it's like you get deja vu in your stomach. I feel you have...
Yes.
Very gifted, very gifted there. The angel said you're not only gifted in that energy, but you're also strengthening up and working towards some of your own life and some of your own stuff that you wanted to have happen, and that is to be able to get this to go. Next year, they said there's going to be some other things for you that I'm going to go ahead. Can we talk about the relationship area? There's some things there.
Oh,
that...
God. Okay, it's a good thing. Okay, it's good, yes.
How did I know that? I'm psychic, you guys. I tease you all the time. This is a crazy show. It's psychic judgment gets grounded quite a bit. But what we're talking here and saying that is that that is going to be okay. It's going to be okay later next year. And it's ironic because they show that you're, when it comes to relationship, you have relationships where you're out on thin ice, and then you have relationships where they try to pull you out before really it makes sense. And they said this is where you've kind of left, you and the relationship are hilarious because you have guides that are funny. Your guides will... Your guys will hunt out ones and find that one in the relationship that's like, okay, and they're like, yeah, that would be a good relationship for you. And you're like, are you sure?
Okay. Yeah.
That's very good. And they said the love's real strong there. You have this next one's the keeper. The next one's a relationship they're going to put you with. It's going to be the long-lasting, the better, you know, eating chocolate together, having fun together.
Finally.
And yeah, you've had ones before. They were just, your guys were kind of on me. They took you through sneezy, cranky, grumpy. Now they're getting happy and picking them up. You know, they're doing livelihood with you. I'm trying to tease you. That is, you've got some, your guides have just really tested you in that area.
Yes, definitely.
Well, you know what?
Hello?
Yeah, no, you're okay. The phones are really acting up, and we've had a lot of them teasing tonight. It is our line. Psyche's gone wild. I always tell me it's because of the name we've given it, but it just seems to be really going off the wall, and it's like, so if you guys hear energy or get cut off, don't mind. Ola, I thank you, and make sure you put in for our Christmas basket the right side, you know, as a follower, and tune in. We've got a lot of other psychics. Pamela Cummings coming up this week.
Cool.
We've got very phenomenal Best American Psychic. We've got Kelly and her Destiny Cards readings. We have Gina Flanagan from Maine and her Psychic Ability readings. We have Ryan Smith on tomorrow night, and Friday, Janae Bowerman. And Janae Bowerman is very phenomenal, gifted reader, does email readings, and one of our newest additions to our Psychics Gone Wild family. And welcome in everybody. So we're going to turn around, and I'm going to give you a few minutes of music, and we'll be back for it. Don't go anywhere, those of you who've been on the phone, I apologize. We're actually having a lot of little crazy difficulties, but we're going to turn around and play some little fun songs and relax for the next few minutes. And here we go. I hope. It's like we need a few minutes to clear the air.
Savage one is me. How can there be so much that you don't know? You don't know. You think you own whatever land you land on. The earth is just a dead thing you can claim. The people who look and think like you, but if you walk the footsteps of a stranger, you'll learn things you never knew, you never knew. Have you ever? Taste the sun, sweet berry. riches of the earth. Come rolling all the riches all around you, and for once, never wonder what they're worth. The rainstorm and the river are my brothers. The heron and the otter are my friends. And we are all connected to each other in a circle, in a hoop that never ends. How high does the more grow? If you cut it down, then you'll never.
Very beautiful. This is Psychic Jethro, and that was just very beautiful. Taking a few moments of Colors of the Wind. And V. Diggs, you're on now. How are you?
Hi, my name's Veronica. I'm fine.
Great. I want to thank you for calling in, Veronica. We teasing you. Your last name, and when we got on the energy here, we have a psychic of ours who calls in too. And I was like, for a minute, I was like, I remember having all the psychics. Am I in trouble? Are they stalking me? You know, I was going to tease you. No, I'm just being honest, Veronica. I thank you. Welcome you for calling into Psychics Gone Wild. As I said, this is Jethro. Talk to me a few minutes here, and then we'll get right into the questions you have.
Okay. You want me to ask the question you said?
I do, and I apologize tonight. We're having a lot of interference. We've had some people say it sounds like we're chewing ice. I don't know what's happening, but I can hear. Yeah, and it's funny because I'm like, it sounds very intense here. We've got about 8 minutes of the show left, and it's just the show is going on its own road. So, Veronica, I can feel your energy, and I can read you, but the guys are telling me you've got quite a bit going on there. You're not just handling one situation.
Yeah, I've been collecting. Terminated from my job like in August, and they did a pre-investigation, and they awarded me the unemployment money. But then, of course, the former employer steps in to appeal it, and I just had the appeal hearing yesterday, so I'm just waiting to hear back to see how that went.
I'm feeling that you're having some other energies there with you, Veronica, that's also going on with you, and it seems to be that there's some other things there that were trying to cause problems for you. It feels like you've got an enemy that you don't know that's in the water. Does that make sense in how I'm saying it? It feels like that's what's got you stressed. And I do feel sorry for you because I can tell in this situation, this all went crazy. This just has gotten out of the point where you're just going, I just want to get this financial. I want to get out of this.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just done with these people. I mean, that's like...
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh, and it's the angels and the guides are telling me with you that as you're going through this situation, you're not only getting everyone that you've been having go through this cycle, you're also psychically, they're telling me that this is not, that you're, I feel like there's going to be another problem. It seems like there's going to be something else that's going to come up, and they're going to try to keep this a little longer. Now, this is your settlement for the financial, am I correct?
Right, for the unemployment, the former employer appealed it.
Oh, my goodness. And that's the problem is because this former employee and this appeal is also part of this whole thing of it seems like they've personally picked you out. I mean, they're really close to getting in trouble for some other laws here because what I feel like is they personally have done some things with you, this employer, that they're really bartering on that. I can see as you guys are going over this, okay, you're appealing this and they're trying to get – and they're trying to keep not only the unemployment money, they're also just trying to use you as an example. I feel like there's something going on with this business that's, you know, I want to say off the record, but I'm on the radio, so I'm busted. I'm saying, you know, that they're basically doing some stuff there that is not right, and they're trying to use you as an example so that they can shut people down.
Right, and what happened, like, and I even got terminated during like an audit that they were having, but what the auditor was finding, I mean, that doesn't have any, that's a managerial issue. I'm not a manager. That has nothing to do with me. So all this stress and tension is going on. And then I had made like a common error where I just like was looking at paperwork and I wrote down the wrong date and time. And they smacked me and said that, tried to accuse me of fraudulent, but I proved that that's not fraudulent. I just put the wrong time down. That was, it was simple as that.
I feel it. And I'll tell you what's going to happen is that you stand your ground, girl. You stand your ground because they're telling me that in the long run, this company's trying to use you for their own problems. And you know you're not going to put up with it. That's the funny thing because they're like, you know, they start doing fraudulent, trying to shove it all off onto you. And that's what they're trying to cover. And that's what the – it's going to come back on the fact, okay, you're using me as an example because of your own problems, which I was correct. The guides told me. And what they're showing me here is that, you know, when it comes all down and said, it's like, okay, your managers and other problems that you had, this is not pacifying. They're trying to use you as the scapegoat. It's like, here, now she's out of here. You fired her. This is what happens. And I do see that the angels and the guys are telling me later out of this that's going to come out of it is they're real close to another legal lawsuit with you if they don't back off. Because it's like you're just trying to get through this now.
Right. Exactly. So, like, what do you think about the appeal hearing that I'm supposed to hear back from the guy in 7 days? But, I mean, that was just yesterday, so that's time.
I feel that this other appeal is going to have to, they're going to have to come up and give you part of this money because they're also, they're starting to step in past the legal. And you didn't do it. That's why they said stand your ground. Because had they, you know, intimidated you or started to say the things with you, they felt that they could just come off of this and give you a bad work rap, and you're not going to accept that. I can see you already going, you know, I'll take the fact I put a bad date, but I'm not going to take the fact that they're looking for someone to take to the problems because there's some other stuff that's happened there.
That's exactly what I was also, because at first when I got this appeal hearing thing, I was just really like, I don't want to deal with these people. Maybe I just won't go. And I was like, wait, I didn't do anything wrong. I need to go and I need to stand up for myself. And I don't know how I'm going to represent myself, but I'm going to do it. And so, so I went and, you know, I talked and explained everything. And now it's just, you know, to see what will happen with this guy, and I hopefully if they find it in my favor, the company doesn't try to appeal it again. I don't know how this stuff goes.
I feel that, and I feel like you're also going through a lot of parts too, is that it's going you know, it's everything else is happening for you. It's like your whole energy, this is a test bigger than they realize. It's like, you know, and I love what you just said because you're like, I visualize you going, okay, I'm going to go here, I'm going to act right, I'll just split up with these people, and then I get my money and I go home. And they're like, then they start being really angry to you. You're like, now I'm going to come in, I'm going to have to take a few of your jobs, and I'm going to go home. And I just want to go home. And it makes me laugh because they put you in this position. And this is what's so crazy about our country and economy is they set us up into these situations, and it is the angels because the guides are showing me here, you're going to do this for some rest of us too, because one thing about this company, you're not the first person they've done this with. They've got some issues and problems. They find something like this silly like they did in yours. Here, let's throw Veronica under the bus. Well, the problem they picked with you is your guys are going, I just want my money. I don't really want to play with you people, but I want my money. And you guys are not going to let go. It's like, okay, now you're going to make you mad. And before it's over with, you're going to turn around and say, now I got to take some of your more money because you won't quit pulling me into this.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you think, though, that this appeal hearing will at least go, this one will at least go back and like stay in my favor? I mean, I was awarded it, but I don't know if it's they're going to stop it now.
Oh, no, it's going to be in your favor. And I'll tell you, part of it is that they're also, this is starting to happen, some other financial problems they've got with this company, they are going to now shut you up. Like, here, give her a little bit, just stop it now. You know?
Right.
In a way, I'm really kind of got in trouble. In a way, I'm not, because I understand the economy, but this company's headed for some bad stuff. Later on, you'll hear things there, and it's like, whoa, you know.
Yeah. And my one friend who's psychic, who doesn't know anything about my job at all, like how, like what was going on, she said exactly the same thing that you said, that they're headed for trouble. And I mean, I don't, that's out of my hands. I mean, don't use me. So I've done so much for that woman. Like, I used to run around like a crazy woman and, you know, help the families that I work with, and went like literally we dig in my pocket for some of these families when I should have been paying out of my bank account to help families that I work with, but I just felt like the Good Samaritan, and it's like now I'm getting thrown under a bus. Like, my boss felt that I was too nice and too giving to the families because I was like a 911. Like, you call me, I'm like, well, these people need help. so I'm going to be there. And then you tear me down, a person like that.
We've got about 60 seconds. If it cuts us off, everyone, I'll tell you, but Veronica, you're right on, and I love it because the guys are like, you know, you feel this energy, and this is what we're seeing a lot with people. We're seeing these companies, businesses, you know, they just all of a sudden, they turn on you like a piranha child, you know, I fed you, I treated you good, and then you took my fingers.
Yeah.
And that's what's happened here. I do feel it's going to be to your favor and blessings to you. I'm glad you come forward. There's a lot of people we hear who are just saying, you know, what did they do? And they would have just sat back, went to look for another work and let it happen. Veronica kind of got stuck between a spot and here, and she proved, you know, I'm going to, like she said, I'm going to go there and represent myself and deal with it. And now she's sitting on. So, thank you guys, everybody. It's like it's going well. It's like you're just listening
so
tomorrow night. You're welcome.
All right.